Right now we have one of the founders of International Tom Hanks Day to come to the stage. We did this last year. He was awesome. Can't wait to hear from Mr. Chris Petro.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us. Good
nice
save.
Catch. Yeah.
Speedy man.
All right.
I get up in front of people once a year for this thing, so it's going to be fun. Ever since I was 12 years old, I've often made a repeated claim about myself. And Kevin, what is that claim?
That you're the fastest man alive.
That I'm the fastest man alive. And I know you're thinking, this body doesn't look very athletic. And he's kind of short. But don't be deceived by my 5'7" frame. I'm built low to the ground for speed. So remember in Forrest Gump when young Forrest is being chased by the bullies and there's that scene where he's got the leg braces on and he dramatically runs away and they fly away and from that point forward, he's incredibly fast the rest of his life. I too have a similar story. Without the leg braces, without being chased by Southern racists, but it's a little similar. So back in the early 90s, some of you guys may remember this, every year at elementary schools, they conducted the presidential fitness exam. It was in gym class, and it was 1 week period, and it's the 1 week where 50% of the kids get to look forward to coming to school and being ridiculed and shamed by the other half of the class. It's also where 100% of the kids would leave at the end of the week with a red rash between their legs right here from climbing the rope sling and sliding down. Well, my school, God bless their souls, took it one step further, and at the end of the week, they bust out all the kids to the local high school field, and they had a field day. So all the elementary schools competed against each other. What was terribly organized track and field events. And since these short legs aren't ideal for the long jump or the high jump, and these arms aren't quite shot put material, I was just put in a random 4-person relay race. So the race began, and instantly my team was far behind. So by the time they handed me the baton at the end of the last leg of the race, I basically was like, all right, let's do it. And I blacked out and I ran as fast as I possibly could. So as I crossed the finish line and collapsed onto the field, my teammates ran over and they're like, we won. My teacher also ran over, probably to make sure that they didn't have a lawsuit on their hands that they killed a fifth grader. But she saw that I was conscious and she's like, wow, you're really fast. And from that point forward, started the fastest man alive. Actually, no one really gave a shit, but I walked around from that point forward for years claiming I was the fastest man alive and that I could beat anybody in a race. And of course, I'm not an idiot. I never made any claims that I could beat somebody in a race in a scenario where I'd actually have to race. I do it where like we're on a long distance drive in a car, or if we're on a boat or something like that. So years passed and I successfully defended my title. And then came college, and my freshman year, I was finishing first in a rousing game of Edward 40 hands. And as I untaped 2 King Cobras from both my hands and looked at my roommate, I said, not only can I kick your ass in Edward 40 hands, I can beat your ass in a race. Well, 30 minutes later, I found myself out in the parking lot of our dormitory, and I had to race for the first time in 7 years. So let's just skip ahead to the 2008 Summer Olympics. So myself and Kevin were sitting on the couch about 8 or 9 PBRs deep. We were watching Phelps kill it in the pool. And I turned to Kevin. I was like, you know, Michael Phelps is fast in the pool, but I could whoop his ass on land. So Kevin's like, we argued about speed for about 10 minutes. And then we decided to go outside, and our girlfriends took toilet paper and from car to car in the middle of the street, made a finish line, and we both took our marks and took off racing. Well, let's flash forward again. Just a few years ago, I went to the Upper Peninsula. Never been to the Upper Peninsula. It's beautiful. For my friend Pat's 30th birthday, and we spent the entire day drinking on the lake. And at the end of drinking, we came back to the cabin, and I told Pat, you know, that he was too old to drink with us young bucks, and he should quit, and he also could never compete with me in a race. Well, we piled in the car, we drove out to the end of the property, we fired up the headlights on the road, and me and Pat raced. So I know you're thinking, okay, Chris, What happened in those three races? Well, I'll tell you what happened. I learned two things about myself. Number one, sprinting at full speed with a belly full of cheap beer, shitty idea. And the second thing I learned about myself, I'm the fourth fastest man alive. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Chris Petro. Chris, do you want to race after this? I bet you could claim, hold on to that fourth fastest man alive title if we race. Although Wally West is one of my heroes, so I don't know. That's the Flash, guys. This is the Nerdalogs. Hey!